Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons. It's Kenny and JT, powered by Paramount Elite ICS on News Talk 1480 WHBC.
So, Kenny, every Sunday I host what we call Sunday Funday at the Dusty Armadillo, State Route 44 in Rootstown, and we do all kinds of fun stuff. Music starts at noon. We've got Bloody Marys. We've got mimosas. We've got food off the grill. A lot of great prizes. And it's what we call Sunday Funday. It all goes down at the Dusty Armadillo, and it happens weekly in the summer times. And one of the key components to that is my main man who is joining me today in the dojo. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Bartender of the Year, said the Akron Beacon Journal. Not once.
Two times.
But twice. Artie Shipley joining us now. What's up, Artie?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. It's a little bit weird that I live about a minute from Kenny, but I came all the way down to the dojo down here in Canton.
But you did used to live in North Canton.
I did for a long time. So, yeah, it's always nice coming down here.
That's a full circle moment.
Look at you, two-time, man. He's a two-time bartender of the year, man. Not once. Not one time.
Right.
Not one, not two, not three, not four. He's going to be like LeBron and D-Wade trying to win it seven times.
Right? Yeah, LeBron didn't do it twice here. Like,
how do you get an award like that?
You pretty much get on social media and just beg people to vote for
you. Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah, popularity.
You do a great job, though. Yeah.
That's it. Good social media following.
That's right.
Sunday Fun Day every week at the Dusty Armadillo. I've been telling Kenny about it for years now. This thing has grown. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Kenny hasn't been out yet, right? We've been begging him for how long now?
No. I think if I end up not going to Portugal, because I'm going to go see my son for a vacation, hopefully, if we get the passports in time. If not, a road trip to the Dusty A for
there
sure then on a Sunday fun day.
I know a lot of people that choose Rootstown over Portugal, so. It's been going on for, 10 years now? Something like that?
Close to it, if not.
Every Sunday, it's packed house, weather permitting. You know, even I wasn't there a week ago, not this past week, but it rained and it was still crowded. So.
Yeah. Now, the patio, it used to be gravel. Now they've poured concrete and it's beautiful. Sean's done a great job with it. How much does that add to what you guys get done every Sunday?
It cut, like, what we've done in the last year, what Sean, Colleen, they've all put together, Bill, it has cut down, like, the travel time from prep work to the strain on your back with the gravel and the, you know, sore feet when you go home. It's like night and day.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, Dusty Armadillo, obviously known for having a lot of country shows.
Yeah.
And, Kenny, you remember I was there about, 2 years ago now, because you forget about the pandemic, but Garth Brooks. Tell us about the Garth Brooks show and what it meant to have a guy like that on that stage.
We had the country version of Michael Jackson on our stage. And for him to come back when he's, you know, it costs millions to put him on your stage.
Yeah.
He came and did it for free for us. I mean, it literally was, I can't even explain. It was still like 2 years later, it feels like, you know, it didn't even happen.
You know, I kept all the pictures in my phone, and occasionally I'll go back and I'll look at it or a video. And I remember vividly being there during the show, and I looked at Sean, the owner, and I said, Sean, it's a nice little cover band you have up there, because nobody could imagine that the one and only Garth Brooks is here, not only at the Dusty Armadillo stage, Rootstown, Ohio, and it just, you pinch me, is this for real?
He even, like, I thought maybe a couple songs. He played full show.
Yeah.
Every hit, he even went on different interviews later and said it was his favorite dive bar, so he still says that.
It was the dive bar tour.
Well, and you know what? Good thing you kept those, because some people are not going to believe you, right? Oh, yeah, we had Garth play at a low, you know, and you say, no, it happened. Look, here's the photos from the Dusty Armadillo when he did a two-hour or whatever show there live.
But that's not the only time that's ever happened. You guys have had Eric Church when he was already established, but you've had a lot of guys that come through that place. Our very own Carissa Ella we've had on the show a couple of times. She's performed there. And tell us about some of the other stars that were up-and-comers that nobody had heard of that are like A-list celebrities now.
Well, you got to remember, like Carissa Ella, like we had Luke Bryan when he was Carissa Ella. You know what I mean? Like he was just now coming up. We had him with one song on the radio, and now he was, you know, multiple-time Entertainer of the Year. I mean, we had Neil McCoy, who was Entertainer of the Year. We've had Randy Houser, who's now coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be here August 26th. And then, I mean, man, we could Florida Georgia Line, Brantley Gilbert. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see.
So now that we're basically starting to come out of the pandemic, I can't say that it's over yet, but we are starting to have shows at the Dusty Armadillo again. Now, you said there's a couple Hauser's coming.
Yeah, we have
shows are coming up.
Yeah, finally. It feels like it's been 5 years since we've been able to have. We just had Jason Michael Carroll, which was nearly sold out. He played for like 3 hours.
Wow.
And then we have like Drake White, who had some health issues and had to take a little hiatus for a while. He's coming back.
Okay.
He'll be here October 23rd. Local guy Teddy Robb, who is now killing it down in Nashville, he'll be here September 18th. Colt Ford, we've had so many times, singer-songwriter.
That's a cool name, man. You're Colt Ford, man. I mean, does it get more country than Colt Ford?
And he raps. He's a rapping country guy. He's been doing it for a long time. Wrote a lot of songs.
How does that go over?
Really well. I mean, if a few people can pull it off, I guess.
Yeah.
Like if you're, I don't think a lot of people could do it, but he's been doing it for so long and he writes with like Brantley and he's just very
well
respected. So yeah. And then we got John Michael Montgomery, who's had what, 25 hits throughout the years.
Right.
Muscadine Bloodline's coming. The Lax and Cadillac 3 are both sold out. So
to get these tickets, is everything available at DustyA.com?
Yeah, you can get it. You can come to the club on Wednesday, Friday, Sunday night. You can get them there, or you can get them at DustyA.com 24 hours a day.
So shows are back. Dusty Armadillo is ready for you. Go online for ticket information and everything else that goes on, including Sunday Fun Day, at DustyA.com. Now, one of the other things we talked about in the last couple of Sundays, and you mentioned the fact that it rained a week ago Sunday, but the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've been giving away Country Fest 2 tickets.
That's right.
Tell us about Country Fest 2 versus Country Fest 1. Who was there at the first one, and it was in June, correct?
Yeah, the first one, I mean, it was Luke Combs coming out of a pandemic. It was just the biggest crowd. They broke every record possible. They had
really?
Luke Combs one night, Sam Hunt one night, Old Dominion the other, plus all the openers and stuff. So it was the biggest they've ever had down there. I mean, just coming out of the pandemic and not having any shows for so long, everybody was just dying to get
right.
a show.
So for 15 years, I worked at Blossom Music Center, and I knew that most of the shows started at 7, had to be done at 11. When you do a country fest and you have all these artists there, what time do the shows start? Do they have to end? You don't have any noise ordinances out there at Clay's Park, do you?
I think they do. They have like a
because campers.
Yeah, but like you said though, even though they leave the stage and you've been to the campsites, everybody goes back to the campsites and parties till 6 a.m. You know.
So what time will this start? At Country Fest 2 begins Thursday. What time will the shows begin?
I believe 4 o'clock is the opener.
Wow.
And the headliner goes on at 10. Usually it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours. After
really?
That. And then you party afterwards.
So who do we have Thursday performing?
We have Priscilla Block. She's up and coming, new.
Okay.
Matt Stell, who's had a couple huge hits already.
Okay.
Jordan Davis has had also a bunch of hits. And then Jake Owen, who's had, he's been headlining for years.
Well, that's outstanding. So you've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I guess the next logical question is, I know Chris Young is the headliner of the second night.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
Dylan Carmichael, another young guy, Travis Denning, and then one of my favorites, Joe Nichols. My buddy Mike Nash is Joe's tour manager. He is a Cleveland boy. He's a Cleveland Browns fan, and he's excited to be back in town. He lives in Columbus still to this day. So
nice. You're friends with a lot of these guys. I know you're buddies with Michael Ray. Brantley Gilbert, aren't you good friends with?
Kind of helped book him in Ohio for the first time, but I'm friends with his tour manager. He married one of our girls from the Dust
House.
Really? Worked there. Yeah,
I didn't know that. And then, of course, Dirk Bentley, who wraps things up on the third night. Has he ever been on the Dusty Armadillo?
He has not. At least I don't think so. Do you?
I don't. I know he's been to the Canton Civic Center. I didn't know if he's ever been to the Dusty or not.
I think when he came up, he hit it so hard that we usually get them when they have like their first hit. He was just big right off the bat. I don't remember. We had Jake Owen for sure, and we've had Chris Young.
No kidding.
So,
see, the thing with Dirk Bentley is this, for me anyway, is the fact that it seemed as though country had taken a big spike. He got really popular, and it seemed as though he was going to fade out a little, but he didn't.
No.
He kind of like yo-yoed, and then all of a sudden he's like a celebrity again.
Reinvented himself, kind of. Like when you said you thought it was going to like kind of taper off. Just
headliners is the word I was looking for.
Just kicked it. And Dirk Bentley is pretty much, they call him like the mayor of Country Fest, because he was there playing there in the early days when, like, they were, you know, trying to get it started, getting artists on stage. So he's a big Country Fest fan.
What are your keys to Country Fest? Get there, stay there late, camp there. What do you suggest?
Hydrate.
a lot of water, a lot of Gatorade, you know, alcoholic beverages if you you know, want to do that.
Yeah.
Yingling down here in Stark County for sure.
He works for House of La Rose. Mention that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I would suggest camping, but I mean, there's, you can also crash in your car. Nobody's going to be towing you away.
Right.
You know, like, just do not drive. That whole area right there is just, they have to call in a lot of extra cops to handle the traffic and everything.
Yeah.
So I would just say, make sure you have a sleeping bag in your car. You know, or if you want to camp, you can pull a camper in. You can put a tent up there. I mean, we're staying there every night. So
I've never bought a ticket to this thing. I've only been to it one time, and it was so busy I didn't even see the show because I was working. But my question is going to be this: if I buy a ticket to Country Fest, does that include all three nights or just one night? If I'm just shows only,
if you go to thecountryfest.com, you can go for all three nights and camp. You can go for all three nights and just be a commuter, or you can split it up into Thursday only, Friday only, Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Like, there's, if you look on the website, there's 100 different ways you can buy tickets.
So once I'm into the park, I automatically can go to the show.
Yeah, if you when you go in, they scan your ticket, they put a wristband on you that'll you know, coordinating whichever day you bought for.
Okay, great. Well, then I guess the next logical thing, Kenny, we want to give at least a pair of tickets, at least, don't you think?
Yeah. I think our listeners love this. Obviously, they love the Dusty A following you out there for numerous you know, Sunday shows and other shows when Carissa was out there. So how do you want to do this?
Well, let's do it. Let's do it easy. Since we're working in the dojo and John is back at the studio filling in for Brian, why don't we do, Artie, pick a number between 1 and 5. Go ahead.
Like out loud now? 8.
Caller number. Between 1 and 5, and you go number 8?
I think you said 1 and 10. All right, give me 3.
All right, caller number 3 right now. 330-450-1480. Caller number 3, you're going to win tickets to Country Fest 2.
Yes.
Which starts Thursday night at Clay's Park.
Thursday, yep.
Simple enough, right?
All right, so Artie, so they're wondering, okay, is this for all three nights? Is this for the first night? What are we giving away here as a pair of tickets?
Now, these will not be camping passes. These will be three-day commuters, so you can go to all three days. I believe you can even upgrade if you wanted to camp. Once you get your tickets, you can go to the front, you know, to the box office and upgrade if you want, and they charge you a fee. But these will be 2 3-day commuters, which will get you to all 3 days.
Sweet. All right. So 330-450-1480. We're looking for caller number 3 right now. John, when we get caller number 3, let's just put them right on the air, but make sure you keep them on because we've got to get some information so those people can get their tickets because this thing starts Thursday night and it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Jake Owen headliner, Chris Young headliner, Dierks Bentley headliner, and it's going to be pretty good. I mean, do you consider this to be as big as Country Fest 1?
It'll be hard to duplicate one just because it was so. This is like, because we missed a year, this is your bonus for missing one year. So you get 2 of them in 1 year.
Wasn't Eric Church supposed to be in the mix?
Twice the fun in 21.
Yeah, that's already taken. That's right. You're not allowed to use that. It's already taken. Wasn't Eric Church supposed to be part of this year?
Yeah, they. I believe it was because of all the cancellations and stuff, they've had to move it around a couple times. Like,
okay.
Luckily, Luke Holmes did the first one, and they had to postpone him, and everybody's been thrown into a real mess with the COVID mess.
Okay. I think I hear John on the other line. What do you got, John?
Yeah, guys, your winner is on line 3. His name is Dale Akers.
Let's put him on. Dale Akers, how you feeling, brother?
Oh, feeling great now.
Dale, when was the last time you were ever out at Clay's Park?
It's been a minute.
Where are you from?
I'm from Canton.
You're from Canton. Well, Dale, you were caller number 3. You have just won tickets to Country Fest 2.
That's awesome.
And Dale, we want to thank you for listening, for calling, and you're a member of our text club too, aren't you, Dale?
I am. I text you guys often. I enjoy it.
Outstanding.
That's why I remember when I heard the name, I'm like, I know that name from our text club and everything. See, it pays to listen as well as text here on the Kenny and JT show. You're hooked up with passes for each day.
Let me tell you something, Dale. We need you to stay on the line because John's going to have to give some information. We need your phone, email, and name. We obviously have your name. And Artie, how will he get a hold of these tickets?
I believe that the guys at Country Fest are just going to email them right over.
Okay, they're going to email them right to you, Dale, so you'll be all ready and good to go for that, all right?
That is awesome.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah, make sure you give them your email address then, Dale.
Yeah, we've got it.
Dale, I'll meet you down by the stage for a drink Thursday.
There you go.
Perfect. You're buying. Tickets
you're buying.
For free.
Hey, and it'll be the best drink you've ever had because he's the bartender of the year, so it'll be really good, too.
That's right. I'll serve a nice one for
you. Perfect, perfect.
All right. There you go. Nice.
Good deal.
Thanks, Dale.
Good
Hang
deal.
Hang on the line. John will get all your information. Congratulations.
Artie Shipley is our guest right now in the Home Dojo, and we're talking country music mostly. Dusty Armadillo, Sunday Fun Day. Now, we talked about this, been going on for at least 6-7 years now, and every Sunday, you know, we meet up on State Route 44 in Rootstown, and it's kind of off the beaten path, isn't it?
Yeah, you're in the country, but you're close to the city, which is, you know, kind of a nice little thing to have.
And this thing has kind of grown out of, I mean, when you think of the Dusty Armadillo, sure, that's known for its country college ID night and Fridays and a lot of concerts, but this place has really evolved over the years, hasn't it?
Well, and remember, if you remember correctly, we tried to put this towards like a bike night, a bike day type of thing when we first started,
yeah.
And it's now evolved into a mix of that and just Sunday fun day, like, you know, do it early, go to bed early, still be able to get up for work the next day.
I tell people all the time, it's the world's most dangerous Bloody Mary. Now, there are so many toppings on this thing, and I call it, it's almost like the Burger King of mixed drinks because you get it the way you want it. Tell us about some of the toppings on these Bloody Marys.
Oh, you can get, you know, mini slider, meat and cheese stick, bacon, spicy pickle, eggs. What do we have, crab legs last week?
We had crab legs
in there last week. Ham and cheese, grilled ham and cheese. I mean, like, you can...
That's amazing.
It's a meal coming out of your glass.
I like to drink my lunch sometimes. Kenny, and even for you, they have something you like, even shrimp cocktail and your Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. I'm looking at the website, and you guys are having Christmas in July on Sunday, July 25th. And in those Bloody Marys and mimosas, you're going to get a free Christmas tree cake in the mimosa and a free Christmas tree ham and cheese slider Bloody Monday. That's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's going to be wild. I love the Christmas in July celebration. It's always a good time there.
Well, Artie, we always appreciate you coming in talking country music and a lot of Sunday Funday stuff. But we also know this. You used to work for the Cavaliers.
I did.
Cavaliers, big draft coming up. Who do you want them to take, or what position do you like them to take?
I mean, it depends. What are we doing with Colin Sexton? Are we holding on to him? Are we, you know, keeping Garland?
Question for Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny, what do you think they should do?
We're going to have Sam Amico on the show tomorrow from Amico Hoops, and he wrote a story yesterday about the Cavaliers are taking calls for Colin Sexton. So they are looking to shop him. Now, they won't just give him away, but they're looking to deal him. He is a sixth man. He's not a starter, even though he scored 24 a game, Artie. So I'm keeping Darius Garland, and I'm building around Darius Garland, you know, and whoever I have in this draft, along with Isaac Okoro from last year. So maybe they can get a veteran for Sexton. So let's say they eventually deal him. Who do you want then if they deal Colin Sexton? You want a guard? You want that big guy Mobley? What do you think?
I'm not sold on Mobley yet. I know I love Jalen Green. I believe that if he would have been in college and not the G League, I think he would have been the number one pick over Cunningham.
Isn't that amazing, though? Because you would think if you played professional basketball, you might be ahead of some of these college athletes, but that's not always the case.
And then Jalen Suggs kind of got a big name in the in the tournament. But, I mean, like, I feel like we're just guard heavy. I think we need a scorer, a wing, some athleticism, you know, maybe a little bit of defense.
Who do you like tonight?
I think Phoenix is going to make it go to game 7. So
there are 5 points
the NBA. I think the NBA is going to try and make it go to a game 7. So don't be surprised if Phoenix starts to get some calls tonight to try and force a game 7 because they want to make as much money as they can. But it's going to be interesting tonight because that three-headed monster now has all the confidence in the world in Giannis, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton. And Devin Booker's the only one who showed up, you know, with the exception of one game for Phoenix. So it's going to be tough, but I know the NBA would love a 7th game.
Tip off tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC. Yeah. Game, what is it, 6? This is Game 6, correct?
Game 6. Yep, up 3-2, the Bucks.
I'm quietly rooting for the Bucks just because they're a small city, like kind of like Cleveland.
It kind of resembles Cleveland. I was talking about that last week, and can you compare the two? And then I saw them play a really bad game, and I said, wait a minute, this is nowhere near Cleveland. But when they play good, you can almost draw the comparison because Giannis sometimes can take over a game, but he's no LeBron James. Let's face it. I mean, even though he's a 2-time MVP, you think of Giannis Antetokounmpo, you don't really put him in the same category, for me anyway, as a LeBron James. And it takes me back to when you worked there. Were you there prior to the first LeBron James run or no?
My last 2 years were LeBron's first 2 years.
Okay.
So I was only there. I was there for some really bad basketball until, yeah. And then LeBron came, and then I was gone after that. So like 97-ish is when I started.
Okay.
So Paul Silas was still the coach when you were there, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I went. I had Mike Fratello was there.
Wow.
Great story about Mike Fratello. When you know, I basically what I did is I threw mini balls and T-shirts to the crowd. But every day when Mike Fratello would walk down with his suit over his shoulder, he would say hi to every single one of us by name, even though we weren't like, you know, big wigs there at all.
Yeah.
So I always liked Fratello because he learned everybody's name and said hi.
That's
every day.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike has done the czar of the telestrator.
That's right.
And he took a team that wasn't very talented and played ugly basketball, but got them to the playoffs.
Yeah, so it was always like we scored like 85 a night and won 85-80, and it was awful. Yeah,
but they were good defensively.
That's right.
Artie Shipley, our guest in the dojo right here on the Kenny and JT show. We gave away a pair of tickets to Country Fest, too. You think we could squeeze another pair out of here or not?
Well, let's do one more, even if I have to take it out of my pocket.
All right. Pick another number between 1 and 5. 8.
No. Let them go between 1 and 10 this time, okay, so we don't confuse them. Let them go between 1 and 10 this time.
Go ahead, Artie.
I'm going to go 4. I'm going to stay in the 1 to 5 just because you said 1 to 10.
Let's do it then. Caller number 4 right now, 330-450-1480. You want a pair of tickets to Country Fest 2? Be caller number 4 right now. And, John, let us know when you get that caller, and we'll get another lucky winner right here on the Kenny and JT show.
Yeah, so, Artie, when you were with the Cavaliers, okay, you know, back in the day, and LeBron comes, how different was it from the year before with LeBron and then when LeBron got there? I'm just curious how much things changed when you were there.
Well, we pretty much all lost our jobs. No, they revamped everything, and they literally said, you know, hey, you can reapply. And that's when they were trying to do the Scream Team. We were the Cavs crew.
You telling me that Alex Simon took your gig?
Yeah. Yeah.
Darn him.
Alec takes everything.
Yeah, he does.
He's like the king of Canton. I can't even compete with him. No, it was night and day when LeBron came, and, you know, it deservedly so.
You upset that he left?
The first time or the second time?
Everybody was upset the first time. Yeah. Second time?
Disappointed, but I got my championship, so
yeah.
I was okay with it. He can, you know.
You going to go see Space Jam?
This is going to blow your mind. I never saw the first one.
What?
Never saw the first one.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I've seen it. It's been so long, but everybody's seen bits and pieces of it, I think.
Michael Jordan ruined my childhood so bad because that I did not want to go see Space Jam.
I feel that, Artie. I do.
I love him. He's the best ever, but yeah.
A lot of people feel the same way about LeBron. Now, I told Kenny the other day, there's no way I would have gone to see Uncle Drew when it happened because that was right after Kyrie left.
Yeah.
And I was upset with it. But when you think about it, when Kyrie left, at least he was able to be traded.
Yeah.
When LeBron left the second time, he left you high and dry again.
He did, but I mean,
No. He left us with a ring, so all is forgiven, right,
there you
Kenny?
Go.
Hey,
yeah,
absolutely. I'm from Goodyear Heights area of Akron. You know, I always forgive him.
Oh, you're an Akron guy. Okay. What do you got, John?
Yeah, this is Tim Novak on line one.
Tim, he's not related to Brian, is he?
No.
Tim, where are you calling from?
North Canton.
Now, Tim, I got to ask you the question. Are you a big fan of country music?
Honestly, I'm not, but my daughter is.
Well, she will be thrilled because Jake Owen, Chris Young, Dierks Bentley, Country Fest 2 starts Thursday. Artie, say hello to Tim.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey, I lived in North Canton for 10 years, so how's things going down in North Canton?
It's excellent.
Nice.
Beautiful weather, and I'm on the way to the golf course.
Tim, how does it feel?
Sweet.
To be Father of the Year when you win Country Fest 2 tickets and give them to your daughter? How does it feel?
It's going to feel great, yeah.
Outstanding. You are the dad of the year, and thanks for calling, and we appreciate you listening all the time, and tell them to have good fun on us on the Kenny and JT show, all right?
Super. Yep, thank you.
Good deal.
All right, we'll put them on hold. John, get his information, including that email address. We'll get them all hooked up and taken care of, and there you go, man. A chance. That's why it pays to listen to the Kenny and JT. You never know what we're going to say, talk about, or give away on this. And JT's always got a guy, and now his guy's in the dojo, and it's already talking Country Music Fest, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And he put me on the spot. Now I got to go panhandle to pay for these two tickets for Tim.
That's okay. Just go sell another case of beer, Artie. It shouldn't be hard. It's 89 degrees outside, for crying out loud.
People are drinking their beer now.
That's right. So what's some of the new products that are out and about right now? Somebody was telling me, is there an apple beer?
Yeah, there's a Busch Light Apple, which is not my company in Stark County, but it is in Summit County, Medina, and everything. It's Busch Light Apple, and it came out last year for like a little tiny bit. It was going to be a seasonal, like, you know, whatever, and it was so big that it is even bigger now, and people are like fighting over it.
Busch Light Apple, Kenny.
Wow.
Sounds like something you would drink.
I love my Busch Light. I buy a case of Busch Light for on the cheap at Drug Mart all the time. So you know what I'll do? I'll have to go to Giant Eagle, because at Giant Eagle you can mix and match at times, right?
Yeah.
With some products.
Yeah.
I'll see if it's out there and try a can that way to see if I like that, because that's interesting to me, because JT knows I like a little fruit in my beer on occasion, so I'll have to check that one out, Artie.
Yeah, I think it's like $20 for a 30-pack, so it's really not a bad deal.
Oh, heck no.
Good deal.
That's not bad at all. Yeah, so very good. Awesome. Ooh.
Artie, we always appreciate spending time with you. Thanks for your concert ticket giveaway. And any parting shots before we got to go to a break right here?
Not really. Just, you know, I need to be a radio guy. The dojo is like laid out.
That's
here.
Right. It is. It is laid out. The only problem is sometimes the Wonder Dog goes a little bit crazy. If there's an Amazon truck goes down the street, she starts barking her head off. That's why I locked her out before I opened the door to let you in.
Yeah, she came and licked me a little bit. It was nice. Better than
Artie,
you doing it, yeah.
Hey, Artie, I'm going to invite you now. We're going to do another Browns post-game show this year.
Okay.
After games on StreamYard, which is on Facebook Live and everything. JT joins me on occasion. We have various guys. Eddie McClintock, Hollywood actor from Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
He comes in and everything. So we'll call you up and invite you in to talk some Browns post-game one game this year, all right?
No, that'll be good. You know, I live like a minute from you.
Yeah, well, then, you know what? You can just come over here. If we're still doing the show here, we'll set this baby up and go out in the back patio talk Browns getting to the AFC Championship game.
It ain't nothing like the dojo, Artie, but we really appreciate your time as always. And we can join Artie at the Dusty Armadillo. What are your hours this week? When are you working next?
They gave me the week off so I could have fun at Country Fest.
What about Sunday? You're going to be there Sunday for Christmas in July? No,
not this Sunday. I'll be recovering.
Well, that's great, though. We always appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the concert ticket giveaway. More luck to you and to us as well. And we'll get a break in right now. More of the Kenny and JT show coming your way right after this.